I hadn't seen Mariella in 7 years since we'd left high school. So when she phoned me out of the blue saying she was in town for a weekend, I jumped at the chance to catch up. We decided to meet at one of the trendiest bars in the city. I was dressed to impress, wearing my new outfit I'd bought just for the occasion, a short white strappy dress that cost more than I could afford, but I slapped it on my credit card anyway. I arrived early, sat down at the table near the window, and ordered a vodka, lime, and soda. While I waited for Marielle, I started mentally going through the things that had changed in my life since I'd seen her, that I wanted her to know. Danced at the Moulin Rouge for a year, lived and worked in London for 2 years, was just flown to New Zealand to shoot a big advertising campaign, acting roles on two of the highest rated TV shows in the country, dating a professional rugby player who was sweet and hot. It was like I was composing a resume in my head. I looked up from my mental list making to see Marielle walk in the door. As she came across the room, I felt a twinge in my stomach. Holy crap, she looks awesome, I thought. How does she make jeans and a sweater look so cool? I'm overdressed. I wish I was wearing something more like her. We hugged, ordered another round of drinks, and sat down to catch up on the last 7 years. I proudly told her about my big career achievements, as well as the new boyfriend for whom I had high hopes. I made my life sound awesome and aspirational, emphasizing the glamorous bits and deftly sidestepping the fact that I was living out of my suitcase, sleeping on a single fold-out bed in my friend's sister's lounge room, and doing admin work and nannying to pay the bills. And of course, I stayed completely silent about the fact that I'd started having regular panic attacks, felt agonizingly anxious and depressed all the time, and had been flirting with an eating disorder for the last few years. When I finished sharing the glossy version of my life, Marielle caught me up with hers. She told me that she'd recently graduated from her business degree with honors, of course, got engaged to a guy she'd met at university, they'd recently bought a house together with an infinity pool in the backyard, and had just returned from a trip to the Maldives. Oh, and she'd just landed one of the most highly sought-after graduate positions, which came with a company car, stock options, and a six-figure salary.